From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Egypt held an opening session of Parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The Assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved the democratically elected legislature that's been dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood of the country's former president, Mohamed Morsi. Sisi is the former head of Egypt's armed forces. He rose to power in 2014 after a military coup that toppled Morsi led to his eventual arrest and outlawed the Muslim Brotherhood. The new parliament is the first elected since adoption in 2014. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen after a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The missile struck the Shiara Hospital of Raze District in Sada Province, according to the aid group's statement. The MSF says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three staff members. It adds that the number of casualties could rise as there could still be people trapped in the rubble of the hospital and surrounding buildings. Senior Arab officials are condemning what they say is Iran's alleged meddling in Arab affairs. The Emirati Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, speaking Sunday at an emergency Arab League session, accused the Islamic Republic of intentionally failing to protect Saudi diplomatic posts. Saudi Arabia requested the session to discuss the attacks on its embassy in Tehran. It followed the kingdom's execution of Nimr al-Nimr. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani Sunday traveled to eastern Nangarhar province, where he met with officials and tribal leaders to assess concerns that the Islamic State is gaining ground in the province that borders Pakistan. Addressing the meetings in the capital of Jalalabad, Ghani stressed that the government is determined to prevent the Islamic State from establishing bases in Afghanistan, and that the defense ministry will intensify the bombing of IS bases in the province. He spoke after the provincial governor informed him ongoing airstrikes by the Afghan Defense and National Security Force are effectively tackling the IS threat and urged Ghani to step up the anti-IS campaign. Poland's foreign minister has summoned the German ambassador over recent anti-Polish statements by German politicians who have criticized the politics of the new right-wing ruling party. That meeting is supposed to take place on Monday. The European Parliament President Martin Schulz Sunday likened Poland's current politics to those of Russian President Vladimir Putin and another prominent member of Germany's Social Democratic Party, Volker Kauder. Kurdish workers in northern Iraq are digging trenches in areas bordering territory held by the Islamic State. Kurdish authorities say the trenches are being dug for security reasons. But some Iraqis claim that the action is aimed at establishing a regional border. Robert Raphael reports.
The Kurdish regional government is planning a big dig, a trench nearly 1,000 kilometers long, stretching from northern Mosul south to Diyala. The Kurdish Peshmerga commander in Kirkuk, General Murad Mohammed, told VOA areas newly liberated from Islamic State have to keep up their defenses.
This trench will protect the area from Daesh, who want to invade Kurdistan.
The bulldozers are digging a ditch 3 meters wide and just as deep, large enough to prevent one of the militants' deadliest weapons. The head of the Iraqi Parliament's Defense Committee told VOA his government is suspicious of the Peshmerga's intentions. He said trenches are not necessary for security and instead believes the dig is aimed at separating Kurdish territory from the rest of Iraq. Reporting for Dilshad Anwar, this is Robert Raphael, VOA News.
A long-range U.S. military bomber flew over South Korea today in an apparent response to North Korea over its latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber and two fighter planes from the U.S. and South Korea flew over Osan Air Base, which is located 72 kilometers south of the border that separates the two Koreas. Today's flight of the B-52 came hours after the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb. North Korea's actions angered traditional ally China and set off a firestorm of criticism in capitals across much of the world. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.